With savings over $390 this shopping season, Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time with those you love most. From snow on the roof to sand between your toes, we have all the vacation rental options covered. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay. Save over $390 this holiday season and book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the constant buzz of life, like you're drowning in a sea of to-dos and notifications, then buckle up because today we're diving deep into a simple yet powerful tool that can help you navigate it all. Morning journaling. Think about this for a second. You wake up every day, hit the snooze button a few times, guilty as charged. Scramble out of bed and dive headfirst into the chaos. But what if there was a way to start your day with intention, clarity, and a sense of calm amidst all that frenzy? Morning journaling isn't just for self-help gurus or aspiring authors. It's a practice anyone can benefit from. Think about it like this. Your brain is like a cluttered room at the start of each day. Thoughts are flying everywhere. Worries are lurking in corners, and you haven't even had your coffee yet. Journaling is like tidying up that room, getting everything out into the open so you can process it, prioritize, and create space for fresh ideas and positive energy. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. I don't have time to journal. Trust me, I get it. Life is busy. But even 5 minutes of dedicated quiet time with your thoughts can make a world of difference. It doesn't have to be Shakespearean prose. Just jot down whatever comes to mind, a quick gratitude list, things you're looking forward to, or even just a brain dump of those nagging worries. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you build a morning journaling practice that works for you. 1. Set the stage. Find a quiet space where you won't be interrupted. Think about it like creating your own little sanctuary. Dim the lights, light a candle, put on some calming music, whatever helps you create a sense of peace. 2. Don't judge yourself. This isn't about perfection, it's about authenticity. Let those thoughts flow freely, even the messy ones. Don't censor yourself, just get it all out there. Think of your journal as a safe space, a place where you can be completely honest with yourself without fear of judgment. 3. Start small. 5 minutes is better than nothing. If you're feeling overwhelmed, start with just 5 minutes each morning and gradually increase the time as you get comfortable. Remember, consistency is key here. 4. Find your focus. Experiment with different types of journaling prompts. Maybe you want to focus on gratitude, setting intentions for the day, or simply processing your emotions. There are tons of resources online with great ideas to get you started. 5. Make it a ritual. Just like brushing your teeth or making coffee, weave your journaling practice into your morning routine. The key is to create a habit that feels natural and enjoyable. Ever woken up feeling completely drained? Like you're dragging yourself through the day just trying to keep up? I know I have. But here's the thing. Those days can be turned around not with magic, but with a little bit of intentionality. Imagine this. You wake up, grab your journal, and take 5 minutes to jot down 3 things you're grateful for. Maybe it's the warmth of your bed, the sound of birds chirping outside, or even just the fact that you got another day to chase your dreams. Then, spend a few more minutes writing down 1 intention for the day, something specific you want to achieve or focus on. Suddenly, that overwhelming feeling melts away, replaced by a sense of purpose and clarity. Think about it. You're already spending time getting ready in the morning, showering, brushing your teeth, making coffee. Adding a few minutes of journaling is like giving yourself a mental head start for the day. It's an investment in yourself that pays dividends throughout the day and beyond. So, there you have it. Remember, creating a morning journaling practice isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up for yourself each day with intention and curiosity. Start small, be consistent, and watch how the simple act can transform your mornings and your life, ready to make it happen. Grab that journal and let those thoughts flow. And remember, share your experience with me on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it confident, and keep chasing those dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.